Deputy Director General of the GES, Stephen Edu, says the service is more eager to inform parents about the school fees of pupils before school resumes. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Edu said by the end of this month, the publication will be released. He noted that the government has absorbed most of the fees. He spoke to George Ankra.
We have been trying to make sure that the fees even get out before the students even vacate, so that at least they will go and then inform their parents. But you know, this is about money. We also need to be very, very careful as to what have been considered and what have not been considered. After we have finished with everything, it will have to go through our council, that's the GS Council, for them to also make their comments or contribution or whatever. Then it is sent to the Minister of Education for the ministry's approval. So that is exactly the processes that we have gone through so far. And I can say that we have now gotten the green light. So the first group that we want to get this to, he started with the accountants. You know, the accountants had their conference just last week, so copies were with them. From tomorrow, we have code conference also going on. It is starting today, and tomorrow, that's the opening. We are going to give them copies of the fees. And there will also be charge conference just after the code conference, and they will also be given copies. So I'm very sure that before the month end, the school should be able to publish all the school fees that have been approved by the GES Council and then the Minister of Education.
Would you be kind enough to tell us whether there has been some upward adjustments or downward adjustments in the relative circles?
So we have the continuing students. That's for the SHS 2 and SHS 3. The boarding total of 395 Ghana cedis for the boarders, and day students 75 Ghana cedis.
And is there any arrangement for parents to stagger the payment, or the heads will be demanding full down payment?
We always depend on the agreement between the heads and the peers, because as we say, all hands are not the same. But if any parent has difficulty paying, the best he or she could do is to approach the school authority, and then they can arrange for the payment.
On the free SHS, Mr. Edu said day students are exempted from paying fees.
All the day students starting this academic year, their fees have been absorbed by the government. There might be one or two areas where it is very, very specific to a particular school, because the schools also write for approval for the PTA dues. We have approved fees over here, but some of them may have peculiar problems that they have sat with the PTA. But that approval will also have to go through the system. But this one is general for every school in the country. But there are some specific fees that will also have to be approved, because they cannot just go ahead and charge any fees. So that one too will be made known to the school. So if parents have any problem, they can let us know.
But does that mean the free SHS that has been promised by government is not coming on?
It's coming on. That one is for only the students.
So the students are not paying fees?
Government has absorbed the fees. But I'm saying that some particular schools may have specific fees that they have sought for approval from the Director General. This one is general, so the government has absorbed the approved fees. But if there are any other fees the schools have sought, that one will be different from this one. But I'm saying that no school can charge any other fees which have not been approved. But that one, those additional fees, whatever, may be very specific to particular schools.